shocked.
All right, Crossroads Sports. We're live. Myself, Jonathan Birdsong. The crossover show. We've got the college football playoff recap, JB. Man, have we had some craziness
already
with brackets, the brackets and all. So, John, the brackets are out. Give me a second here. I got a thing for it. Yep.
Great. I've been up early up on it, man, because like overnight they were still kind of like sizzle and kind of talk about it. And, you know, I'm the early bird, early riser. So and there was a media kind of push, if you still believe in media, right, and its power. There was a media push that saying they were saying SMU was going to get over Alabama, regardless of them Alabama being a brand name. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like us, like Gatorade. So kind of shocking to see for me. A little bit, because that was the case for either way, Brandon. And I know we can break it down to X and O for either war. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Alabama did not make the 12 team playoff this year.
I'm not shocked and I'm not upset that they didn't make it, because I think the committee, as they were saying, the committee, you were damned either way, no matter what you did. If the committee puts Alabama in. Yeah. You're going off a brand name. You're saying, hey, you're penalizing somebody that plays in a conference championship and lost, while Alabama kind of sat idle because they didn't qualify for theirs. But I think the committee got it right, because SMU, while they lost and then they had a storming comeback, they deserved to be in there based on how their season has gone. Alabama, you had your shot. You squandered your shot three times, including a blowout loss on the road at a very bad Oklahoma team. So I have no problem with them leaving them out. Miami, I have no problem leaving them out either. I don't know, and I think Saban said it on the telecast. Is I don't know how you, because some of these conference schedules are weaker than others, and how you decide it. Well, I think, in honesty, I think you go. Everybody has a 10-team or a 10-game conference schedule, or 11 games conference schedule, and you just have one game that's non-conference, or it's a FBS, or however you want to play it. If you want it to take a chance to make your resume look better, or if you wanted to get your guys a little bit of rust off of them to start the season, that's your choice. But I think they should do that. That way it increases a couple more conference games that you may have a better shot at playing somebody that you feel like you maybe deserve to be ahead of.
And Brandon, that's kind of going to be what the key is going forward when you talk about how do you get to the playoff. It's like, how do you schedule your non-conference? However you want to slice it, against IU. You know what I'm saying? But like Brandon, like 2-3 seasons ago, we can go back and look at the history, and that's kind of how these things are built up. IU doesn't have a glorious non-conference schedule. You know what I'm saying? 2-3 seasons ago, man, their program doesn't lend itself, afford itself to like go play big time. You know what I'm saying? SEC football games. Crossing the Mason-Dixon line. Their program doesn't necessarily afford them the football program. You know what I'm saying? What it has been doesn't necessarily. They're not going to even play in a great big ACC battle.
You know, right.
Man, so like, you know, they just use their history, their new coach. He brought in the sizzle. He brought in a great program. You got to just not forget about that. Brought in a great program. You can name drop a lot of those guys. You know what I'm saying? He brought from James Davis, or he brought from over from Wake Forest, or he brought from over, you know what I'm saying, who had mid-American all-time marks before he kind of came over. And he put together a super solid team and what they gave him. And he played the schedule that IU normally plays, and then guess what? Oh my goodness, Tom Allen could never win it. He did. So you gonna penalize? He's like, how are you supposed to penalize that?
Right.
So no, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? All the teams are definitely deserving, Brandon. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I can go nitpicking on whoever, how they got here. You know what I'm saying? Who could be the weakest link and all that? You know what I'm saying? Y'all kind of teased me off show. You know what I'm saying? Brandon and Tanner was teasing me because I'd have been perfect on my picks this week had Penn State not a Penn State. You know what I'm saying? Right. This is James Franklin's finest hour. Jim Harbaugh's out the way. You'd already lost to Ohio State, James Franklin, right? So, but you didn't have to play them again. You got to play this new fish on the tail. You know what I'm saying? New fish on the block. Oregon, who've been chopping it? Man, they've been, you know, I kind of been ignoring it and kind of gave them, you know, told them to go, you know, I gave them a step back down after I saw, you know what I'm saying, some bad tape against them in Wisconsin. Against Wisconsin. But, nah, man, Oregon is the most complete team in America on the offensive level.
To kind of break it down, Oregon, the number one team overall, they obviously won the Big Ten last night fairly easy over Penn State. I didn't see Jalen Warren. But they very, very easy there. So they've got the bye. Georgia with the overtime win over Texas. By the way, side note for another discussion, we can use this in the offseason or when it actually happens here in the playoffs and a lot of people get pissed off, including myself. Overtime in the college football playoff, it just needs to be at least at the 25. Keep the 25 or even go quarters. I don't care. But do not do this after the second overtime bullshit of two-point conversion attempts for a playoff game. I don't want that. Give us the quarters. It's the rules are this year. It's just like normal. It'd be the freaking two-point conversions, which that shouldn't be deciding the college football playoff.
Right.
I will get on my horse again and repeat this clip if that shit happens here in this playoff. But next year, they need to sweep that out. But NFL. Georgia.
Thank the NFL.
Say what?
Thank the NFL.
No. So Georgia with the big win. They win the SEC conference. They are going to be the 2 seed. Boise State with their win on Friday night. They go to the 3. Arizona State with the shellacking of Iowa State and Campbell's team. Arizona State is the 4. That's another thing, John. I hope it probably won't be next year. But in 2 years, they will switch out where the conference champs won't have the guaranteed buys because you got the Boise States and the Arizona States who probably shouldn't be deserving a buy.
Are they going to – well, Brandon, you say that.
And just go off the rankings.
Well, we forget that, like, a lot of these teams, they get scared to play Boise State. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go to the history honors of it right now. You know what I'm saying? You know Boise State's always got, 2007 in their back pocket when they – who they beat, Oklahoma? Or Florida State, correct me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They get scary, like these big power programs get scary around them. You know what I'm saying? That's why the Pac-12 didn't want them totally invited, you know what I'm saying, before the Pac-12 broke up. Now they are invited. You know what I'm saying? So, and I know this ain't the same coach as that, you know what I'm saying, that led that program then, but like they have remnants. You know, this program carries over and whatnot, man. So, like, it's not, I don't have no problem with him. I've seen some whining. I get tired of it, Brandon. I get tired of the whining. Like, yeah, this deal with it. Like, you did have 4 teams last year. None of this would even been, all this would have been inconsequential. We've been pissing them on the IU didn't make it. IU would be on the daggone Peach Bowl set, ready to play Prime or whoever else. You know what I'm saying? Now they've kind of set it up. I was still with the BCS. Everybody knows it. Now they set it up that, you know what? Twent, a little bit, Notre Dame, you know what I'm saying? IU. Outside, they might got a shot. Hell, this might save my man. This gonna save Ryan Day's job. Could if he wins,
I don't think so. Well, if he wins the title,
it saves his job. If he flames out, you know what I'm saying, against Tennessee, you know it is what it is. He already lost against Michigan. He already knows his box is probably already filled. You know what I'm saying? Right. So you can use his opportunity. I know, but he has a team that he does on these two sides of the ball that can win that. He just kind of come up short against Oregon, and he got made to look miserable against his blood rival against Michigan. So, but anybody else in that field, I'm comfortable. Anybody else in that, I'll be honest with you, Brandon. Anybody else in Ohio State in this field, anybody else not named Georgia, I can comfortably say Ohio State can managely beat them. A second go round. Again, Oregon probably still a better team than them. You know what I'm saying? They got they should feel good. They have a matchup against Ohio State again, right? But yeah.
Well, honestly, I think they got penalized.
Who you think Oregon did?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got for them to get to the championship game, they got to go through a Ohio State. They got to go through a Tennessee or a Texas.
Hey man,
some tough squads.
Sarkisian, man, he just don't want to do it, man. But he needs to. That trigger, dude, and Arch Manning needs to come on out there. Like,
listen. Oh boy,
Arch Manning,
get him out. You're living in the Peyton Manning era still, JB. No, oh. I it's still yours, team. He didn't lose it for him last night.
The offensive line and them being not not get a penalty. How many penalties they have in the first half?
Oh yeah,
man. But they got good defense, man. He got a kid. Texas got a kid. Leads the SEC in interceptions. Got like 5 interceptions, man. So, but like, I don't know. I don't trust the big Kirby. I mean, that's Kirby. They lose to Clemson. It's a wrap. Lose to Clemson, Brandon.
You want to talk about how James Franklin, who pisses down his leg, and as we said, John takes him in a big game and he chokes always, but they have the easiest route to the Final Four. SMU, Boise.
Yes. He's letting the football karma come back onto him, man, talking real cocky to these reporters, getting real cocky. Back with the Maryland coach the last game when he, scored another. He said, well, I still had my team on the field. And 75% of the time, I was like, oh, my God. He's letting the arrogance get ahead of him. Like, Joe Paterno didn't have as much arrogance. You know what I'm saying? And, but, like, no, nah, man. Brandon, he has a good enough team to get, like, they can beat Boise State. And that's not saying they're going to run over Boise State, but, like, they can manage a game with maybe 12 points over Boise. They control Asher Gentry. You know what I'm saying? Their quarterback ain't special. That's why I'm not comparing this Boise State team to that Boise State team of, oh, the quarterback play is totally different.
Right.
Gentry is special. Don't get that twisted. But Penn State should get through this bracket. If we were talking like this with the Final Four, Penn State should get to the final, you know what I'm saying? That, come on, man. Pasty cakes, these two. And
pretty easy route there. Locally here, we got some popcorn game. We got next Friday night, 8 p.m., we got number 10 Indiana going up to number 7 South Bend and take on Notre Dame. IU Notre Dame, John, coming up.
There can only be one. Sorry, y'all.
Ball State.
That's what you get, man. That's what we get, man. Hoosier State's so great. They had to book us in the same state, man. So got Kurt Snegg's bunch going against a good defensive Buster damn self in Notre Dame, man.
Who do you get to win? You get to play Georgia.
Yeah, that don't man, Brandon, that don't really favor the Hoosiers.
or Notre Dame.
Man, don't speak. I was getting ready to talk bad about Riley Leonard, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good game.
You can.
He said you can.
Andrew's getting ready to join us here shortly. So,
oh, man,
you definitely can.
We got to find out where he's probably going to lose in his mind. He loves both of those programs.
Oh, yeah. He has to. Every IU fan is a Notre Dame fan. So, across the state, everybody's losing their damn mind.
Not every. No, you can't say every.
Every. Reggie Sykes, number one fan. I cheer for IU and I'm Notre Dame guy. By the way, how did Southern do yesterday? I think they got their tits waxed, if I remember right.
I know. They did.
Yeah, they got destroyed by Jackson State.
They lost horribly.
Yeah, Southern's terrible. So Notre Dame, 8 o'clock Saturday, next Friday night. The weather looks fine because I'm actually coming back from Chicago that evening. So, can I talk the wife into driving over to South Bend for the game? I don't think so, but should be a pretty good game over there with that. If I look at it right now, and by the way, if you get a chance, join the Crossroads Sports Bracket Challenge. Just like we do have in March Madness, we have a bracket when you fill out your bracket. It's on the ESPN website. If I can... there we go. The Crossroads Sports College Football Bracket. It's on the Facebook page of ours. John's going to have one. I'm going to have one. Tanner's going to have one. Fill out your brackets and let's see. Let's have some fun with it like we do with our basketball ones. John, you talked Texas and Clemson. You said you would not be shocked for Dabo to go in there and upset Arch and the Longhorns down there in Texas. And by the way, Cignetti still pissing off and upset because he didn't get a home playoff game. Buddy, you're not better than any of those teams ahead of you.
Oh, right.
You're not.
No. No. Like Notre Dame, they going to point at Notre Dame, also Northern Illinois, Illinois. Like, Kirk, y'all had a close game against Northwestern. Y'all was biting your nails against the future doctors of America. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I am also a realist. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know what I'm saying? They beat Michigan State. Handled the Cantaloupe Prayer. Maryland, again, I somewhat another nail biter because it was like iron against iron. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't necessarily have their full-blown identity just yet of, like, blowing teams out or whatever. But, like, nah, man, he can't be too sad, man. God, curse it, daddy, man. He got to be a good Catholic. Gone up there, man, you know what I'm saying? Lay a little, you know what I'm saying, down. No, I'm just joking, man. His team is prepared. His team is definitely prepared to handle, like, South Bend and what kind of comes with that, man.
Let me ask you this. And I'll ask Tanner when he joins us. Do you give Indiana or Notre Dame any chance against a backup Georgia quarterback?
He had
a bad interception there. That almost cost them the game.
Unfortunately, I like Notre Dame's chances better against Georgia because Notre Dame has a little bit more special at running back. Notre Dame's
with the backup or with what's his face still in there?
With who? I'm talking about.
Right. What I'm saying is, if they either one of those teams that win, how much of a shot do you give them against a Georgia backup QB in the second round?
Notre Dame a better shot than IU. I do.
Now, I don't think the backup will play because this game's not till New Year's Day, and I mean, we got what? Today's the 9th, so we got what 20 something days left until then. So I think he'll be ready. But Carson Beck, he was just holding his arm down like he couldn't do anything. And the other kid, the backup, my God, Johnny, he almost blew the game throwing the interception. I told my wife, don't throw that ball. And next thing you know, it was picked. And if that one Texas defender would have just blocked instead of cheering and celebrating, it would have been gone, taking it to the house.
Brandon, who coaches this team? Kirby Smart.
Yes.
Is he not the best coach in college football right now?
No.
Yeah. Ooh, I think he is.
No.
He's the best.
This season?
He's the best coach in college football right now. He'll have something come up. He'll figure it out before, you know what I'm saying, it becomes an issue if Carson Beck's not going to play. He'll figure it out.
You don't trust your man, Sark?
Championship without your, you know what I'm saying, your star that you had, you know what I'm saying, for like how many, 13 out of 12 weeks or whatever. That's different. That's a different conversation, you know what I'm saying? But, like, navigating the game, I think he'll figure it out.
How much of a chance you got Tennessee going to Ohio State? Because here's my thing, man. That first third down for Ohio State, and it's 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7, and they run the ball for 2-3 yards, the Bluebirds are going to be out.
Could you imagine if that orange, creamsicle orange light is, like, just running up and down against Ohio State? Can you imagine, Brandon Reeve? No way, Brandon. There's no way. The Ohio State's got to win that. They have to win that game. They can't lose to Tennessee. They can't.
We said that as well about Michigan, right? I think we did. I think we all said that and laying that egg.
Tennessee's better than offensive than Michigan. I think Tennessee and Michigan defense probably by equal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh my goodness, Brandon. So you trying to stir up the hornet's nest, man?
I'm trying to play devil's advocate and give us a couple different options here.
He ain't going to make it to his second game.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so I look, early spreads are out. And, John, by the way, I don't think it needs to be remiss. And as soon as Tanner comes on, we'll mention it again. But
sure.
92-63 on the year, 8-1, best all time in the last 3 years, John, with picking against spreads. I don't want to say if you were betting $10 on these games, John, how much you would have been up this year, but Christmas would have been easy, and you would have bought yourself something really nice for Christmas this year. But spreads for the first round games are out.
Okay.
I know what the spreads are. I don't think you don't know them yet, correct?
No, I don't.
So I'm going to, instead of just giving it out, I'm going to ask you what you believe. I'm going to ask you what you believe the spread is and then tell you what it is. So first game, Clemson at Texas. What do you think that spread's at?
Man, them two teams, especially with Clemson coming out. It's probably like ain't no more than 17. Can't be.
So you're saying Texas minus 17?
Yeah, it can't be more than 17.
It is minus 10.5.
Yeah, knew it wouldn't be over too much, man. Those teams kind of equally, you know what I'm saying, sharp.
Tennessee at Ohio State.
I'm too. I mean, I don't know, man. They might be a little bit too. I mean, that's not Ohio State's not slow.
No, you know, they're not slow.
Or anything like that. Have they faced anything? I mean, they. I think Tennessee. So you asked me the point spread.
I just asked you what you think the point spread is, and I'll give it to you. So you're 0 for 1 so far.
I said it wasn't going to be over 17. I said not over 17.
Yeah, you did it not over 17, but shit, that's.
I'm going to say 9.
7. So not bad. All right. SMU and Penn State. What spread do you think it's at?
I bet you the East Coast dudes got them under the 21.
It's yes. 8.
Really?
8.
They don't believe in Penn State. They,
James
Franklin. I'm still believing in you, James Franklin. He might just cuss him out.
And then the last one, Indiana at Notre Dame. What do you think that one's at?
Ooh, that should be like 3 points.
8.5.
Okay.
8.5. Tanner, welcome, my guy. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for joining the show. We kind of went through the bracket. We'll go through it again with you and your thoughts. I would be remiss if I didn't say how great of a job, again, Jonathan Birnsalk did pick him this week. 8-1. The only one he trusted, James Franklin, in a big game, and he couldn't get it done once again. But overall, John, you finished the season. And you remember, we still do bowl season as well for certain games. But John, you went 92-63. I went 76-80, four games under 500. Tanner, 73-83 this year. So, John, props to you for being our champion for the regular season.
Yeah, that's a good record.
That's really good. So, props to you. We do have
our hopefully you have some followers around there. You can start charging for picks then.
Yeah, exactly. We will do bull pick 'em as we do. And then I've actually kept our records over the last 3 years for everything. So I'll compile those at the end and send those out to everybody. But we've got bull season. So I'll send those out, guys, since we're not doing a show the next 2 weeks, because next week I'm out on vacation. But we'll send out picks for everybody. I know next week is the playoff game, so we'll have those in there. And then I've got a smatter of other bowl games. So I'm kind of setting myself, as I do for bowl season, a calendar. I know which we lost John for a second. So I know which ones we need to really choose and have for which week for that way. So we'll do it that way. Tanner, let me bring to you. Give me a second here to share my screen. Okay, perfect. So, Tanner, odds, Bulls are out. College football playoff, we were talking. Top four seeds, Oregon, Georgia, Boise, Arizona State. Yeah, your Texas and Clemson at 5-12. Ohio State, Tennessee, 8-9. Penn State, SMU, and then Notre Dame, Indiana. I told John, first two things that struck me was, A, Oregon's got a tough route just to get to the national championship. You got to take on either Ohio State or Tennessee, and then possibly Texas. To me, that seems the hardest route. And for a cupcake route would be the guy who pisses down his leg all the time, James Franklin, against SMU and Boise State, and you're right there in the Final Four.
I'm with you, yeah. I don't know. They do this stuff. I feel like they always try to hose the Big Ten in this thing. Just from what I see every time, I didn't think – with Penn State losing, I didn't think Notre Dame. I thought they were going to actually give Notre Dame the, like, 60, so they would have that easier route, so they would play, like, the 3 or the 4 if they won their game. But they kind of got a tough draw, too. If they win, they go straight down there to Georgia.
Yeah.
So, not a lot. They didn't do favors for any of those big-time schools. Like you said, Penn State's got the – easy way in there with it if they can win, but I think he'll win that game because I think is that what time's that game scheduled? I knew they announced the time. So time's that game?
The Penn State game, 12 o'clock noon.
All right, that helps SMU a little bit. Not
that seems
them
like
that
a 12 o'clock game, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. If they could have gave him a night wide out down there in Penn State, I think SMU would have been cooked.
I say that time in that game is like the equivalent of the wild card playoffs for the Houston Texans at 4:30 on a Saturday.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, John, I know you had, you're chomping at the bit to ask Tanner, because the whole state of Indiana, IU fans are going crazy because all IU football fans are Notre Dame fans. So who the hell are they going to cheer for now?
Man, I saw you put that in there, and I'm going to let John get in there. And I was like, that's great, because I'm like, I could name off at least 10 buddies that are Notre Dame fans but are IU grads. So I'm like, what are you going to do? I think it's hilarious. I think the committee knew probably.
Well, hey, it'll be full pack. You know what I'm saying? Hotel charges is going up already. You know what I'm saying? All those things going to be good for the South Bend community. I'm sure they'll have somebody come down with a jacket or something where they have a split. You know what I'm saying? They'll have the Irish on one side, the IU Hoosiers on the other, man.
For sure.
I really think it's going to be a, you know what I'm saying, a lock them up corner horns kind of game. Brandon said, how many points? Eight?
Eight and a half.
Eight and a half, man. That's probably rock solid, man.
It'll probably go down a bit, I would guess.
Probably. I don't know. If I was a betting man right now, I'd probably take IU an eight right now.
And, bro, I don't know, man. They can't lose that game. That's what I mean. Where you come
push Notre Dame can't, but they got exposed against USC. Hard.
Well, no, USC always plays good at home. You got to remember.
I mean, they racked up more yards and rushing yards than Notre Dame's been giving up all season. They put, if you don't get pick six there twice, I know that was a bad ball. Dude, USC was in there, and I'm a Notre Dame guy. They didn't play well on defense.
I use pretty solid on defense, too. Matter of fact, they're statistically ranked in the top 10 still in defense. I think talent-wise, Notre Dame's better.
Yeah.
I think talent-wise, Notre Dame's better in defense.
I think more – they got the better star recruits. I'll give you that. I've looked at some – the ticket prices, if you get on there, if you get – they are up. They are not
cheap. $1,400, I saw, is the average ticket.
Yeah, it's not cheap to go to that game.
You couldn't have said, man, Tom Allen last year – the buyout money, like, pales in comparison now, man. Like, it doesn't even matter. I feel like they got it all back now.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? However they get the credits and TV money, kind of comes back to them. The gate money probably sticks with the Catholics. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
if Notre Dame puts it on them,
I can't see it happening.
Everybody's going to make fun of it. They're going to call this IU season. Yeah, they're going to be like, look, you didn't play anybody. When you did have to play somebody, you got dog walked.
Yep.
Well, look at Notre Dame. Let's go kind of look back at Notre Dame's. Do they got an IU on their schedule? Somebody who you think would probably like a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, here, let's bring it up real quick. So this is their schedule. They started with Texas A&M.
Good game. Good win.
Beat Louisville.
Okay, Louisville. That's a good one, because Indiana got out of a game with Louisville. Would we respect Indiana's schedule? Would we respect Indiana's grind had they beat Louisville any more or any less?
Well, they backed out of the game.
What happened? Was IU supposed to play in this year?
Yeah, yes, and Cignetti backed out of the game.
Kirsten, he didn't scout that team, man. He didn't have his team scouted, stop man.
I didn't know he pulled him out of that game.
Pulled him out.
Yeah, put the Western Illinois game in.
Oh, my God. Are they even in the FBS or whatever? Are they in FC? What are they?
They're not even Division One.
They are.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I don't even think they won a game this year.
Who, Indiana State? I don't think so.
No. Western Illinois. Give me a second.
They won two games.
Hold on.
Building a program is hard, man. You know this.
Oh, yeah. They beat McKendree, Charleston Southern, and Tennessee Tech, and Gardner-Webb. Wow.
Hey, dude.
All those are FC. They're not even bowl teams.
No.
Probably.
No. Oh. Terrible.
And everyone wants it. I forget. Now I can use that against some people against IU. They're like, well, we only played our skate on. I'm like, yeah, you backed out of that. Was it supposed to be at Louisville or was it going to be at home?
That's why they backed out of it. Thank you, Tanner, for reminding me. They couldn't find a place. You know what I'm saying, where they wanted to play at. They didn't want to play in Bloomington. They didn't want to play over, you know what I'm saying, across the water, man. I ain't doing
it. Here it is. Sorry.
Pull it up.
Second game of the series. IU was withdrawn from his road game. It was an IU road game at Louisville.
No, yep, that's why.
But they called off. They signaled to a dead call for 2025 home game as well. The cancellation effects next season will come with a $1 million penalty. Falls within a 2-year window, requiring the canceling party to pay for the inconvenience of the contract. IU will add an FCS opponent. The revenue from the new game is expected to cover the cancellation penalty.
Oh my gosh!
And then, now you're gonna make me think they're gonna go in there and play spoiler. Now they're gonna beat the Notre Dame. They're gonna beat the Golden Gophers at home. You know what kind of place in heaven you get. You know what I'm saying? If you beat the Golden Domers, like, you know what I'm saying, at home, Kurt Cignetti, man, put.
So then, here's your IU schedule for 2025. Who we getting off the schedule here?
Recruits coming in, too.
What's look the schedule for them next year?
Look at those cupcakes. What's Old matter? Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State.
This the basketball schedule?
You got to go to Iowa. You got to go to Eugene, and you got to go to Penn State.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so when Brandon Reif and anybody's career is going to be critical, not Brandon Reif per se, but he's the host of the show, I was always ranked in the top 25. They slide up, they slide down, but they never fall out of the top 25. There you go. So if they can get past Iowa.
And the first three games of the season, they're going to be 3-0, so they're going to be ranked in the top 25 because of what they did this year. And then they're going to be ranked in the top 25 for the first 3 weeks.
John, they don't play a road game until late in the year at Iowa. Their first 7 games are at home.
How many road games do they have? 5 even?
Can you imagine?
5 even. The last 5 games of the year are on the road.
How many times John Cougar going to be there?
Five are on the road?
Last 5 are on the road, first 7 at home.
That's terrible. I would not like that.
Sorry, hold on. These are dates to be determined. So the Big Ten maybe has not determined it yet. I think it comes out Tuesday.
Okay.
So it's just showing. So that'd be fucking wild if it was 7 games at home and 5 on the road.
Dude, those last 5 would be brutal.
So, but they do play. They play at Purdue, which that should be a win. At Penn State, at Oregon.
You don't know that, Brandon. This dude come from UNLV and his promises.
Oh, he's building a 500 record?
Can you talk about this Purdue head coach?
Yeah, he's going to bring a 500 record from UNLV.
And his long checkbook.
John, you called him a liar.
He is a liar.
The coach? The new head coach already for Purdue?
He's already calling him a liar. We lost credentials already, I think.
No, we didn't. No, dude, Tanner, remember the UNLV quarterback, the story? He didn't want
to. Yeah, he left.
He left. Okay, who lied to him?
This coach?
Who Barry lied Odom? To him? The athletic director? The coach? Me? You?
Because he didn't get that money? Cole?
The coach lied to him. Man, I don't want to get in trouble already. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble, Brandon.
You are.
He came from Missouri, too. Did he get canned from Missouri to go to that UNLV job?
I haven't went down for that wormhole just yet, man.
From 2016 to 2019, I'm pretty sure he was at Missouri.
Hopefully he said at the press conference that they don't put that stink on him, man. He ain't got nothing to do with that.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to record it so I can watch it today.
I'm saying. But they got a new quarterback.
Oh, is he going to do a presser today?
I thought they was doing – I don't know. I just saw this officially – Purdue's officially confirmed it now. You guys keep talking. I'll see when the presser is.
Well, I got to ask him what he thought about this Butler coach coming over to Boston. No.
Yeah, that's another FCS coach.
Oh, boy. Here
bad
we go.
Hire. Do we have bad hire.
Oh.
For Ball State, terrible.
Damn.
You're really going to get a dude from an FCS Butler? They don't even play.
James Madison. Hey,
here's the fact. James Madison. They don't even have anybody that can be on scholarship. They don't even give scholarship for football players.
They should have Sig.
Cool. Yeah, if he was going to go from the city, I'd have got a coach from Marion. You know
what about
saying?
Coach Sig? He was FCS. Look what he did.
I like what my guy was selling, though. He got on the radio.
No.
There he is. Official. Barry Odom, Lamar's cousin.
I don't think so.
No wonder he hung out in Las Vegas. He's with Lamar at those brothels where Lamar was hanging out.
That's not his cousin.
damn.
That is in no way, shape, or form related to Lamar Odom.
This is just for comedic purposes. It's
like, no, man, Boss, they got a new coach.
He's going to have to prove me wrong. I'm going to be a critic at first. He's going to have to prove me wrong.
The coach, okay. I can't remember his name. Brandon, put up his name. The coach went from Ohio to Charlotte.
Oh.
That's the guy that Purdue probably should have went out. He's a little bit older.
Tim Albin.
Yeah, Tim Albin. That's the guy they
probably. I want to know if Ball State tried to go hire that D coordinator from Ohio, from Indiana that played at Ball State, Bryant Haynes.
If he
didn't get a phone call, that's horseshit.
How big's the checkbook?
I donated. I donate. I don't know about you two, but I donate to the.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, here's your candidates: Tyler Stockton, Clint Kalu from Incarnate Word. Incarnate Word's got a football team.
Gosh,
we could have been worse. Ben Arbuckle. I think that's John Arbuckle from Garfield's cousin, since Garfield was from Indiana. And then Nick Benedetto.
They didn't even have Bryant Haynes up there.
Steve Morrison, Joey Lynch, Jay Bateman.
They had a Lynch on there.
Yeah.
If they would have hired a Lynch, that would have set Ball State back another 10 years.
100%. So let's be happy with our guy here. JB, we're going to get him on the show.
100%.
Anybody but a Lynch at Ball State.
100%. 100%. Hey, man, we had Lynch on the show that one time, Brandon. You remember?
Yeah, we did.
Which one? The dad?
No, we had the offensive coordinator.
Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin Lynch.
Man, he I think he was snoozing. Never mind. He was good. He was
solid. His older brother, Joey, who's like an offensive analyst at A&M.
He's right here. I got him on the screen. He's at Colorado State.
No, he's not there right now. No way.
Okay.
I think he's literally, I saw him when he was on the sideline. I got to look it up again. I'm pretty sure he's like an offensive analyst at A&M. And that A&M coach was absolutely tuning his ass up on the sideline.
Disappointed when it hurt.
Like he wanted to run the ball, and it was literally at Joey and just rose. Me and my buddy were watching.
That's better than I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say it on the corner of McGalliard and Bethel.
And absolutely barbecued him on the sideline. I'll look it up, but I'm pretty sure Joey's at A&M.
Okay. Well, new era in Ball State, new era in Purdue. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what kind of transpires, man. Kurt, like, not to go back on IU, they got a better, like I said, better recruiting class coming in. IU does. So
they got a quarterback coming in, or is he gonna have to hit the portal?
I would assume he's gonna have to hit the portal. Only kids I've seen, positional wide receiver, edge, interior lineman.
Press conference is 9 a.m. Tuesday.
Press conference for what?
Purdue.
May have to go up there for it.
No, he tells the truth.
Gosh damn it.
God, John, come on. Don't blackball us for Purdue football.
Yeah.
I just like connecting the dots. I'm saying, hey, man.
Then be the journalist and go up there and ask the question.
He said, No.
You go ask him the hard question.
Yeah, come on.
They said Purdue UNLV hired coach. I said, oh, okay. I remember UNLV from this season. I said, that's when that quarterback said that the program people lied to him.
Is there a chance that the quarterback lied? You don't know the truth.
Well, yeah, there's always two sides.
There you go. Saving grace. Oh, man. We got
saving grace. Yeah.
Yeah. Two sides to every story.
Two sides, John.
It's true.
Two sides.
Because I wouldn't have paid. Right. You know what? He was talking about the quarterback. Now that I think about it, he was talking about they promised me $100,000. And I looked at where he came from. He came from John Claus Baptiste Community College. You know what I'm saying? And that
Has this kid re-enrolled anywhere?
Huh?
Did he go anywhere?
No, I don't think where he ended up yet, because he still has eligibility. I don't know. I don't know where he fell. You know what I'm saying? They put him in this system. He looked good.
Probably be IU's quarterback, because we'll need someone in the portal.
Well, what about Cade McNamara coming back for a seventh year?
No.
We're at Iowa, right?
No, he's left Iowa. He's opened up to the portal again.
He left Iowa?
Yep. He put out a thank you yesterday to Iowa.
Did he play a game this year?
Tell him thank you.
I put on Twitter that Purdue should go after him now.
Well, how many more years does Hudson Card have? He probably needs to put his name in the portal.
He's done. Hudson's done.
He's done?
This was his senior year. Yeah, unless he comes back for a grad year. But, yeah, McNamara's back. Boys, I heard Rising may be coming back.
No, I told you that. I said that.
Man, he needs to go to the USFL. They need.
He'll be like 20. He'll be like 25.
No, he'll be like 28.
He'll be the Chris Winkie without being Chris Winkie leaving playing baseball. He'll be legit Chris Winkie out here.
He's a super electric athlete. You know what I'm saying? They can kind of throw. The NFL done told him, like, you can't even be Doug Flutie. The NFL done kind of told him he can't even be Doug Flutie. And that's no difference. You know what I'm saying? He can't play. He can't play in the NFL. And he's too often injured, too. That's the other thing.
There's a lot of times I ask for apologies from some people on this show.
Apologize to the Irish.
John, I asked you several times for
an apology.
And this time I think the ACC needs to apologize to SMU because when they joined the ACC conference during that realignment, the boosters for SMU raised over $200 million to make that happen.
You can say that.
As the Mustangs gave up their TV money just to get into the conference, the ACC said, well, if you want to come in, we have to keep the TV money. You don't get it. Now SMU's made the college football playoff in their debut season, and they just earned the ACC $4 million by doing so. The ACC needs to apologize.
Is SMU in there for basketball too or just football?
No, they're in there for basketball.
Yeah, they're going to beat the shit out of North Carolina.
No.
Are they in there for basketball too?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Let me find out.
I'm pretty sure. They ain't.
Because there's some teams that are just in Notre Dame's in the ACC and stuff. Like for
basketball but not football. You bring up Notre Dame, and like that's the shadow ball. That's the shadow.
Yes,
partner.
They are. They are in basketball too.
Yeah, that's the shadow partner of the ACC.
Oh yeah.
Like that's how the ACC. Y'all look at it different. I look at the ACC. The ACC got three teams in this playoff. They do. Notre Dame's an ACC team.
Yeah, that's what I said. They play five conference games.
They're an ACC team, man.
Yeah.
So they help prop.
They just want to keep their independence thing because they want the money. That's all they do it for. They're greedy.
No, Tanner. No, no.
They're not.
I would say.
Careful.
Texas needs to be independent. Texas needs to be in too. Like at this point, it's going to come down.
They tried. The Longhorn Network failed.
Yeah, is that still around or no?
No, it failed 2 years ago.
So, like, why didn't Notre Dame fail? Because they don't book. Because
they're on with NBC and that contract. They have a better fan base. There's certain fan bases that travel.
You know, fine. Oregon should go independent.
Well, they not necessarily. They brand ain't necessarily that strong enough just yet.
Nike, absolutely.
Nike is
just as important of a brand as NBC is.
No, what funds them? Nike. That's how they got to this point. If that kind of has but like Brandon, Nike's corporation, Nike has a bad quarter, or whatever. You know what I'm saying, that maybe they funded kind of necessarily goes away, and guess what? Maybe that funding goes back to USC, and that's why USC stinks. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where the funding used to go, because that's a Nike school too. You know what I'm saying? But at one point, but
Colorado's facing BYU, Scott.
Oh, they are. Oh, did they announce Alamo all the bowl games?
I didn't know they announced all the games.
Yeah. They're starting to release them one by one now. But I think that's the Alamo Bowl they were talking.
Would they make Colorado face BYU when they're in the same conference? I'd be playing that game.
Yeah, I don't think they played. They didn't play this year.
They didn't play this year. They didn't have a crop. But, I mean, like, why would you match yourself up with somebody that's in your conference?
And then,
give me a second here. Brett McMurphy, by the way, is releasing him as their thing. So I'll take a look at that. By the way, he announced before ESPN could, he broke the news on Twitter that Alabama was out and SMU was in. So that was he was a little sour still with SMU or with ESPN from his days. Right. So the confirmed bowl games as of right now: Western Michigan versus South Alabama, Veterans Bowl; West Virginia and Memphis in the Frisco; Cal and UNLV in the LA Bowl; Western Kentucky, James Madison in the Boca Raton; Georgia Southern, Sam Houston in New Orleans; the Myrtle Beach Bowl is Coastal Carolina and UTSA; the Idaho Famous Potato Bowl is Northern Illinois and Fresno. Hawaii Bowl is South Florida and San Jose State. The Ventures Bowl, Arkansas State, Bowling Green. The Pop-Tart Bowl, probably one of my favorite ones, where you eat the mascot. Miami versus Iowa State. The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl is Colorado State versus Miami, Ohio. The Texas Bowl is Baylor versus an SEC opponent, not named yet. And the Bahama Bowls is Buffalo and Liberty. So they haven't named Colorado just yet. But, I mean, the projections are Alabama versus Illinois in the Citrus Bowl.
That'll be LSU, an absolute dog walk.
LSU and Baylor. Hey, man, Baylor,
hold on, man. Don't do that.
Don't
do that. The Illinois ain't getting dog walk, man. Don't do that.
Dog.
Illinois ain't getting dog walk.
Ask John, Brett Bielema how it was when he went Illinois down there. Illinois got
a more complete team than Oklahoma did.
Rumored bowl, the Rilo Quest Bowl, is Ole Miss and Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to see Lane Train get humiliated? Humbled?
I hope they hang 40 on Michigan.
Humbled. They'll be
the Bad Boys, Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl looks like it 40. Could be Nebraska.
Sherrod BC. Didn't already beat Ohio State. You're playing with the old man's money now, man. Come on, they will humble Lane Train.
Las Vegas Bowl, Texas A&M, and USC possibly.
Why is UC playing in the bowl game? They don't deserve it. Armed
Forces Bowl would be Navy and old Oklahoma.
They forgot they had six games on the road and forgot they was going to the Big Ten.
The bowl schedule, I'm not gonna lie, none of those games really. I mean, there's like two or three that I'm like, I might tune in.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what I say. I started looking at the games like we're going to possibly put on our betting cards for this. I'm like, outside the college football playoff ones, there's nothing really that I feel it's tempting.
There's not.
They got no imagination.
College, you guys, I'm not trying to, we'll stay on college. You see that Kentucky come back last night against the Zags?
Absolutely.
That was a steamer of a game.
Hey, man, Mark Pope, man, I know we ain't supposed to be pro UK.
Careful.
Not. But, like, man, it's like Mark Pope didn't got the program. Like, I get it. Like, he got, like, 9 transfers.
Oh, we got a deal that we can't talk about Kentucky on here. I'll keep it quiet, then.
This is a pro-IU program, man.
I mean, the state comes after us sometimes, and our shit stops working. And
yeah.
Oh.
If we talk about that, or John starts talking shit about ESPN.
Plus, that fan base travels, too. I looked in the crowd. There was a ton of Kentucky fans out there in Seattle. Should have been a home game pretty much for Zags, but there was probably as many Kentucky fans there as there was Gonzaga.
Yeah, they came back on Gonzaga. That's a good program builder. If kids kind of had doubt and kind of, you know what I'm saying, those McDonald's All-Americans, you know what I'm saying, whatnot, kind of turned their back. That's a good program builder for them. They didn't beat Duke and Gonzaga in one season. Come on, man.
If you ever want an easy basketball bet, just fade North Carolina in the first half. They come out flat. They haven't came out good. Just fade them every time.
I thought they were going to lose yesterday against Georgia Tech.
So bad.
So did I. Yeah. Kansas is down by 11 with 7 minutes to go to Missouri. I know we'll have a new number one already, but still.
Kansas about to lose 2 in a row.
They're down by 11 on the road at Missouri.
Yeah. I mean, Creighton dog walked them.
Purdue got a win. They came back and won after this shit stomping they took out there at Penn State. That looked bad.
Penn State, Purdue. I'm like, man, can you for real?
Hey, I got to play a clip for you both real quick. Keep talking. Let me find it.
Okay.
Make sure my phone's connected.
Duke looked good against Auburn because I have them as a Final Four team. I like Auburn. I like Bruce Pearl. Duke played good on Wednesday.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Houston looked better last night against Butler. Mm-hmm. Butler didn't necessarily take their best rebound.
I mean,
crew up there last night.
I'm telling you, Houston can lock people up. If they get that defense going, they're like old school Virginia, how Bennett used to have them, man. It was like first 1-50. If you didn't score 50 points, you're out. When I was watching
boys,
those Virginia games.
Here's the clip. I want to know your guys' thoughts on this. Here we go.
MTE again?
Here we go.
Maybe that I'm not doing another 3-game MTE again.
Oh man!
And moving forward, we will only play home and homes, and single game events, in big time arenas.
In big time,
I don't think I'll ever do a 3-game MTE again.
That's what blew me away.
Big baby, what a big baby Dan Hurley is! God, if I ever hate that asshole anymore, this gives it right here.
He's turning into Calipari.
Dude.
He turned into Calipari. Calipari, that's a bit, if y'all remember, this is probably before IU programming.
That's Calipari why was Calipari, like, I don't want to play at Bloomington. IU.
I don't want to play at Bloomington. One of my kids got hit in the head with a piece of confetti, and Bob Knight's grandfather spit on my shoe. I'm like, alligators when I was walking up out of there. And Wofford. I couldn't believe it. So, like, man, this dude's like, how are you not playing in the Miami, in the Maui Classic, man? That used to be an honor, man. I'm glad.
He
got beat by three unranked teams, right?
Man, yeah. Well, Mark, I'm, you know, saying,
and then they got beat again, and then they got beat again this week. Someone, I think, did Baylor beat him? No, they beat Baylor.
They bounced back, man.
Baylor should have beat him. Baylor had him beat.
That McNeely kid that went to, should have went to IU. Is good.
Oh yeah, no, he was committed there.
Yeah.
Did you see the Mullen kids last night?
Where do they play at?
I forget who they played at, but I saw some highlights this morning. He looked tough last night.
The who kids?
The Mullins kid from Greenfield.
Oh, yeah.
He's going there. High school game.
Yeah.
Where's he going?
He's going to UConn.
Going to UConn, too.
Yeah, he's the one. Oh, yeah, he said bye-bye. Yeah, that's right.
Come to State of Indiana to see you.
Yeah. John, you will make a trip here. I mean, it's almost 3 o'clock. 2 hours, we'll be down there. Time for tip-off at 6, Duke, Louisville, down there at the Yum Center. You can see your boy, Mr. Christian Laettner Jr. play.
Is that what he calls that 17-year-old boy?
The next prodigy.
Don't nobody hate Cooper Flagg. They just kind of just critical.
This guy over here, I can't even point to him, but he's like 3 panels over from me.
Nah, you know, we hate, I mean, anybody, if you hate on Cooper Flagg, he's mad, you can go to IU, come to your program. That's the reason why you
be mad. Missouri up 12. With 6 minutes.
That dude's got a huge upside. He's good. You know what I'm saying? It remains to be seen what he kind of does on the next level, NBA. That's kind of, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows that. But, like, he would be awesome to stay, like, 2 years, man. They'd get back-to-back championships if they had him.
Looking at big games this week, really. We got Iowa State basketball.
This is normally the real slow week because of finals week coming up.
Duke plays Incarnate Word.
We got it. Oh,
so
great.
Normally there's not a lot of games during the week this week because it's like final. It's like
now listen,
week.
John, me and you, I haven't got, I'll find out tomorrow if we have credentials for this Saturday because we've got 2 games this Saturday we could be at Wisconsin and Butler at the Indy Classic and then Texas A&M and Purdue. So I'll find out tomorrow if we have credentials.
Tanner, we got to see Doug Gobley up close and personal.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this.
I don't know.
What was he doing? Was he trying to do a credit? Was he offering credit card scam?
I told John, I said, search for my wallet while I was there. We were first row.
I mean, is he...
We were first row behind Gottlieb.
You better check. I think Greek said he was getting Chase fraud alerts on his tax when he got close enough to him.
Listen, this dude, if I heard more motherfuckers and shit,
man,
and
God, shut up. Oh, were you GDs, like behind his bench?
We're right behind him in the media.
Yeah.
He played here at IU Indy.
He coaches real strong, man. And like, you know, Horizon League does coach strong, though, because it ain't like
Cruz. He was just – do they not play in that Pepsi Coliseum anymore?
No. They play on campus because – and we get this. We're going to have the athletic director on with us soon because good dude getting us in the program. Well, we want to thank the sports information guy for UIndy as well, or University – IU Indianapolis for getting us on as well, but – They are building a new arena. So they're only doing three games at the Coliseum. They're trying to get more of a fan atmosphere, the students all there to the games, get that type of spirit. Tanner, and I mean no disrespect to IU Indianapolis. Said,
right.
This game, I thought I was watching Lawrence Central versus Lawrence North for a bit, or Cathedral.
Shut up.
It looked like a high school game out there for a long time. And I didn't even know the Gottlieb's got a guy that's 5th in the nation in scoring.
Shut up.
Yeah. Hey, this dude, hey, Tanner.
28 a game. But
he's A-money.
IU Indy locked his ass down.
Yeah, because he got
– does he force a lot?
Here was yesterday. So I've got another audio clip I'm going to play. This was yesterday, Doug Gottlieb in the press conference after their loss when he did not play his starter, the guy that's averaging – 28 a game.
Dude, in real
Gottlieb's
life, man.
Explanation for this is interesting. He benched him, was not playing. Here it is.
To the guys, to play the guys that do what we ask them to do. period. There's things that transpire that I don't find appropriate to play today. And I made the personal decision to not play Anthony Wood. I know how I want to do it. And too many times in my life, and probably too many times in the last 6 months, I've acquiesced based upon this, based upon that. It's not just in this situation. And, you know, you wake up and you're like, what am I doing? Right? You only get one shot at this thing. Do it the right way.
This guy, John Tanner, I tell you, he was MFing.
Did he not play that? Did he just say he didn't play that guy the whole game yesterday?
Yeah. Didn't even play him.
Tanner,
he doesn't like what he sees from him. This guy was a whiny bitch the other night at the game, too.
What position? Like a point guard, shooting guard?
No.
He's like a small forward, shooting guard.
Yeah, more of a small forward.
He is a scorer. However, at that level, I'm assuming Cubs got
what him. Is he? Probably 6'6"?
Yep.
No, he's probably about 6'4", 6'3", I bet.
I thought he's skinny
as can be, though. White kid. Just foofy hair. Foofy white kid hair. Looks like your normal Daleville basketball player.
Yep.
Or Danville, not Daleville. No, Daleville.
Yeah, Daleville. That's not by me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I was trying to take a shot a little bit. Tanner, this guy, I had clipboard getting thrown. I had him MFing. At the end of the game, when it was finally over, he got into his towel and just goes, God damn it. Right in front of us. No more than 7 feet.
How many did he lose by to you in the
11. And they 11. Were 11. They were 2-point favorites.
Mm.
And they would get out of a timeout, and he would go to his – by the way, I do love the hustle. He doesn't even have a chair. He stands the whole game.
The whole game.
Doesn't have a chair. But after he'd get out of a timeout, and he would go put his clipboard down, we're right behind – first row right behind. You know how many times I made eye contact with him, and I wanted to say something. I'm like, oh, shit, he's so pissed.
Did he know who you guys were?
No, I mean, we got our media stuff on, so other than that.
He knew we were media, but that was it.
I didn't know if he's actually guys or anything.
I've never started a war with Doug Gottlieb. I don't think. I ain't never, you know what I'm saying?
No, just Dan Dockage.
But listen to him here. He asked me when we sat down, he goes, I gotta check my Twitter. I didn't start no shit with Gottlieb, did I?
I don't think I did.
We'll see him again. We're gonna see him again here in a couple of months at the Horizon League tournament.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Where's the Horizon League tournament normally at?
It'll be at the fairgrounds.
It will be?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be there for that. But yeah, we were literally 6 feet from Gottlieb the whole game. And
that's great. Just
the Bob Knight MFN. And he'd look over his bench. He goes, what the fuck is he doing? Get him out of there. And I just, oh, he was. And then there's comes. Ask John about the players at the end of the bench.
Oh, they were grooving off.
They were.
There was like four or five that didn't give a shit. They were there.
He got some goof off, man, and that might be coherent with it.
Oh, they didn't even give a damn. They didn't even care they were losing. They're just jacking around.
So at the time of the game, he needed some size. All these dudes were taller guys, and he didn't play them. He never rotated them in. So there might be some holdovers that you kind of just kind of deal with from, you know what I'm saying, from a scholarship and NIL deal. But like he got a couple good guys that he rotates in and out. They gave great effort. You know what I'm saying? I like the atmosphere, the small, you know what I'm saying? Tight end atmosphere. I do. You know what I'm saying? Could they pump in some more band members? Absolutely. Till they get the.
Yeah. Listen, my man, the band was three members, and the main part for the national anthem was played by the band director. We got a problem here.
Did they have popcorn? Yes. Did they have?
What about the cheerleaders? The cheerleaders are in t-shirts, man. We got to improve.
No.
On that.
No,
they were wrapped up. They were well dressed women.
And ask John about the mascot.
Hey man, if you're the mascot of any, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna ask
the athletic director this when we talk to him.
This is what you signed up for, bro. You gotta bring it. The dink, he wasn't bringing it, man. You see Boomer
there the whole time.
You see the Boomer at the Pacers game, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, the Pacers is winning by 20 or Victor Oladipo over along the sideline, you know what I'm saying, thinking about. You know what I'm saying? Another, you know what I'm saying, a comeback. Boomer's always done. You know, he's always pumping them up. Always Boomer. Oh, like, dude, the San Diego Chicken. Hey, man, that dude, like, their teams used to suck sometimes. Always pump them up. The IUPUI guy, man.
He didn't move.
So Whitney Houston came on, he started, he didn't move, man. And that might be a prophecy. You laughing. That might be another problem. It's true. This is 2024, y'all. Why are we still playing Whitney Houston music? I don't know.
Let's can, get I give a, can I give another thing?
I'm not saying we got to go the, Future. I ain't saying we got to go Drake. I ain't saying we got to go, you know, Kendrick.
No, no. The announcer? Whitney Houston. Go ahead. They need to be louder, man. When I can't hear the announcer over the music, that's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like the PA guy?
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
But, like, man, great atmosphere. The referees allow hand checking. You know what I'm saying?
They went to the monitor 3 times.
They went to the monitor.
In this type of game, they went to the monitor, Tanner. They give out fragrance.
No. I can't believe it.
This game was wild. I almost wanted to call you and say, we found out about 3 o'clock that we were going to go to this game with our credentials. We got credentials. I said, I about called you, Tanner. Said, Tanner, get your ass down here to go to the Gottlieb game. Front row.
I would have, too, because I'm off on those Wednesdays. I would have, too.
Yeah, kind of cool experience, man. We're going to try to get down there a little bit more often, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, I want to check out the another good homie of ours. I know who probably be a sideline anti guy, the homie from Oakland.
Yeah, Campy.
Campy, good judge, Coach Campy from Oakland, man. Another great X and O's kind of guy, but also kind of lives through it, you know what I'm saying, emotionally.
February 12th, they're down here at IU Indy, so mark down your calendar.
What's Gottlieb's team supposed to finish in this Horizon League? Bottom?
I think they're like bottom four. But, Tanner, you know he still does a daily national radio show?
Still does both of those and the
show? Yeah.
And still talk shit on Twitter.
Yeah, and talk shit. He was talking shit yesterday on Twitter.
Yep.
He was talking shit on there?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this 2 hours after the game, he's already spitting with
people. He's probably getting more money from that show he does than he's getting at Green Bay.
This dude is putting it out there on Twitter. He's got their ass handed to him in basketball, and he's going out there going at people.
Yeah, it looks like he loves basketball.
Someone's going to call on there and just give it to him on his show.
You could.
I should call him and say, can we talk about that UND game?
You're like, why the hell would we do that?
God, I tried to record him just cussing into that.
Oh, my God, what kind of basketball move is that?
I would have been dying.
I would.
Oh, it was beautiful. The fact, and it was, when I tell you it was quiet as a church mouse in there as well.
On the sideline, yeah.
So you could hear exactly when he was cussing?
You could hear everything in the huddle, the whole thing.
And Green Bay got some fans. There was heckling.
Yeah.
Heckling. Heckling. Man,
some guy showed up in an Oklahoma State sweatshirt and he turns around and goes, that's a good looking sweatshirt right there, and points at him. The dude's just going at people.
Yeah, it's pretty good atmosphere, man.
Wild. Man. I love it. It's pretty wild.
But it is kind of packed in. It doesn't
speaking of basketball, Ball State, when we getting this done with Mike Lewis on here? 4 of us.
Oh, okay. I can reach out.
Reach out to them, man. They got
the. We can do this type of setup like this, the 4 of us.
Yeah.
And now we'll be a lot more tightened up in our interview than what we're doing now. But
absolutely.
So, boys, picks. Tanner, I've got a thing I put on the Facebook page and on my page for pick 'em for the bracket challenge for Crossroads that we're going to do.
Yeah.
So fill out one there. It's on the ESPN. And then,
is that the one you sent me?
Yes. Yeah. I sent it out. And then I will put our spreads together. I will send out the official pick 'em for next week. We won't have anything this week, but it'll go out for next week when we get lines are a little bit more solidified.
Because I don't want to send it out. Notre Dame and IU that prime time spot. They're Friday night at 8.
Yeah. I'm coming back from Chicago about that time next Friday night. So I'll be. I told Tanner I might take or Jonathan I might have to see if the wife wants to go to South Bend, but
right.
So no pick 'em this week. Okay. We'll have picks next week. It'll just be picks itself. And then me and John will do a show on Wednesday nights, and then we should be good. And then I'll send out picks as we go through bull season in there. But that's all I've got. Tanner, you got anything?
I don't have anything else. I know it's probably going to be like a slow week in sports this week. Like I said, dead week in basketball till really no really good games. They might play something on Saturday and Sunday, but I think there's IU might play somebody. They don't look too impressive. I know some people not too impressive with how they've started the season so far. So,
well, they beat Miami last night.
Oh, stop.
Oh, of Ohio.
mid-level MAC team.
There ain't no Charlie Coles there anymore coaching them up on the Red Hawks.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Those were actually steaming games when Ball State used to play him and they would come to town, Wally Zerby X ass. You must be clapping at the Steelers game.
Man, huge fourth down stop. Huge.
I started this Austin dude today and he hasn't got one ball today because fucking old Russell Wilson's a big B-word out there, hey, not throwing the rock.
Yeah, there's a lot of things he's not doing right now. They're up 20-7. Oh, yeah, I'm losing fantasy. Yeah, they're up 20-7 right now. And they just got a fourth down stop, so they'll get the ball back in Browns territory. But yeah, I'm gonna lose a fantasy.
Yeah, I don't have anything else other than basketball. I know it'll be slow and stuff and that. So
cool.
Other than that, it should start picking back up.
Sounds good. All right, T. Good luck on the picks next week.
All right. Yeah. Then I'll send a text out there to Coach Lewis.
Yeah, we'll see if we can do a couple weeks, or even if you have to wait till after the season. I know he's busy as hell with stuff. And typically during the season, you got to go through the athletic directors and sports information directors, that type of thing. So, if we can get Tanner to come down with us to the Campy game and then the Horizon League when Gottlieb is back, it's something.
You got to let me. All right. Yeah. Look, keep me
posted. I may put credentials in for Tanner under us for the Horizon League.
Keep me posted.
So, all right, Tanner. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Take care.
All right. That's our guy, Tanner. John, anything else from you before we go? We kind of did an hour and 15 minutes today.
No, okay.
We made up for last week.
Yeah, I didn't really want to delve into too much of the NBA, man. I think some of it, it'll repair itself, and we'll stumble through an all-star game whenever we get to it back in February. Don't foresee any big-time trades coming for the Pacers or really – a couple teams might do some dealings, but like I don't see any two big time like contract all-star versus for all-stars going anywhere anytime soon. So the NBA just kind of got to get healed up right now, healthy. So
about did LeBron set the record? Did he hit the three finally, or did he keep missing them?
Don't be like that, man. I know Bronny had 16. Bronny had 16.
Oh, summer league or
G League play last night. That kind of equates, like, I don't know who USC played yesterday or did they play today, man. Probably equates about 25 points if you had played against an NFL college level opponent, man. So, Bronny, he's doing good, man. With his $10 million.
I'm trying to find something for you. I think he's going to be here in a couple weeks.
With the Mad Ass, they're going to let that dude play in Fishers. He ain't come up in there.
We might have to go to this game.
Bronny, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. So, all right, John. Appreciate you, my man. Have a good rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you Wednesday night.
Absolutely. Jay, thanks for watching.